on 702.
It's just gone 10 to 9. You are listening to the Karima Brown Show, and you're, of course, on 702. Now, the African National Congress in the Gauteng province will lead what they call a People's March to the union buildings this Friday. According to their statement issued today, the march is aimed at finding sustainable solutions to various concerns that have a bearing on the daily cost of living experiences of the masses of our people, especially the poor. The statement further says the march is a response to the plight of people in Gauteng who have rejected the e-tolls and have further raised concerns about the poor status of public transport, rural regular fuel hikes, value-added tax increases, and cost of data, among other issues. Well, on the line to tell us more about this planned march is Khosi Yense Ramakgopa, the ANC Gauteng Province PEC member and convener of its Economic Transformation Subcommittee. Mr. Ramakgopa, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good evening, Karima, and thank you very much for the invite, and good evening to the listeners of 702.
Now, of course, we are getting into election mode, and it's a known fact that at your last provincial conference, you resolved to, of course, scrap e-tolls. And I spoke to the Premier, David Makura, about this on the fix on 7Note, on ENCA. And I asked him how he's going to advance this, because, of course, it's a national policy. And more importantly, it cannot just be undone. Are you hoping to demonstrate to your national leadership that if you don't take this issue on, you might well lose the election in this province?
Well, let me make the point that we don't make a direct relationship with the election. So there's no correlation with regards to the demand for the scraping of the e-tolls and our electoral prospects. As you have correctly mentioned in your intro, is that this would constitute a reaffirmation of our 2014 resolution with regards to the financing of the highway Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project, which is popularly known as e-tolls. And we are of the considered opinion, we were at the time, we continue to be, that in fact is not the best method of financing mega public transport infrastructure in a province like Gauteng, because it amounts to arbitrary taxation, and in fact is a regressive taxation that has got a disproportionate impact on the poor. And this goes against the assertion of the president with regards to the stimulus package, which is essentially about reigniting the economy. And we say that in the totality of those considerations, it is important that we relook at the cost of living, especially...
Mr. Ramakgopa, I don't have any argument with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. The only problem I have is that you are talking about ANC policy that is currently being implemented, because we have a party political system. People don't vote for leaders directly. A lot of the Gauteng leadership was part of the decision on the e-tolls. How do you account for this contradiction? I mean, you are allowed, of course, to change your mind. Practical experience can force you to come to different conclusions. I don't have a problem with changing policy, but this is one organization. This is the African National Congress. It's not a federal structure. It operates by democratic centralism. People against e-tolls lost the debate. It's now a reality. Mr. Tito Mboweni, for example, mentioned it in the budget speech. How exactly do you plan on undoing this policy? Because this is your provincial policy, but the policy of national government has been set.
Yeah, let me just clarify issues of conception. I think your assertion does not make the distinction or fails to appreciate the interface of the party and the state. And secondly, that in fact, when this policy was introduced through a process of public participation, the African National Congress did make a submission at the time that in fact this is going to harm the poor and is injurious to the realization of a national democratic society.
So how do you account for the ANC government still going ahead, given that its own party advised against it?
Exactly the point. And that's why we are saying now we are on the side of the masses. We are going to wage popular campaigns, struggles, to ensure that we undo what the state, in fact, sought to propagate over a period of time. The resolution of 2014 did direct that the executive led by the premier must engage national government to find plausible and rational solutions on how best to address this. Remember, in our statement, we are admitting that we've got an obligation. So the sovereign has got an obligation to meet the capital funding that is associated with the ETOLs. So all we are calling for is the need for us to find alternative, plausible, and implementable solutions to address the issue of funding of mega public transport infrastructure.
Yeah, Mr. Ramakgopa, we're running out of time. You've made the case. I think there's not a single person in this province that will disagree with you on this. The issue that I want to highlight is that you lost this battle in your organization. The matter went ahead. You're now going to resort to the streets to try and pressure the government to change the policy. I'm premising it on the fact that you're hoping that this is going to make them realize that it's the one issue that will unite people of Gauteng behind you as a party. You're saying it's got nothing to do with elections. And you're entitled to say that. I don't believe you, to be very frank. But I want to ask a last question quickly. We've got two people in the Gauteng PEC, former MEC for Health, Ms. Mahlangu, and then also your chief whip, Mr. Brian Hlongwa, who is currently in front of your integrity committee. We understand that they're going to be given the sack. How are you going to get people to come behind you on e-tolls and believe that you're on their side when these two individuals still remain as leaders of the organization? What do you think should happen to them?
Well, it's a fair question. I think the matter of the two comrades was referred to the integrity committee. The integrity committee has done a comprehensive investigation. They've arrived at conclusions and they've made recommendations to the PEC.
And is the PEC going to fire them?
The PEC did meet on Sunday and the PEC has applied its mind. And in this regard, the provincial office bearers will release a comprehensive statement in relation to that matter.
When?
I was trying to, well, during the course of the week, because once we understand the agency,
all right,
need for us to be able to put the matter to rest.
Okay, Mr. Ramakgopa, thank you so very much for making yourself available. Thank you for that interview.